The Nature Conservancy has been acquiring land to build solar installations in the Cumberland Forest, a 250,000 acres comprising parts of Virginia, Kentucky, and Tennessee. The goal is to prove it's possible to build solar arrays on land once mined for coal. But the bottom line for the Conservancy is these projects are to benefit people in the region without harming the forest.
While the majority of the Cumberland Forest properties are in a forested condition, we are not interested in putting solar projects on areas that have forests.
That's Brad Kreps, the Nature Conservancy's director of the Clinch Valley program to bring solar to the forest.
This concept of really being smart about how we site renewables on previously disturbed lands, like former coal mines, brownfields, and other places like that, is a big part of how the Nature Conservancy is trying to approach the expansion of renewable energy.
It's no easy task and something that's been long talked about.
Well, our siting process is well underway.
That's Danny Van Cleef, CEO of SunTribe, the solar company based in Charlottesville building the solar arrays along with DC-based Sol Systems, following several guidelines important to preserving the forest.
That was a part of our initial proposal to the Nature Conservancy, was conducting a review of the Cumberland Forest, looking for sites that felt were suitable for solar and that the Nature Conservancy also felt did not conflict with their alternative goals for the property holdings, such as forestry and recreation.
Van Cleef credits state lawmakers with paving the way for solar by passing the Virginia Clean Economy Act. The law outlines conditions and offers incentives to stimulate solar investment and development, but there are still challenges when it comes to solar anywhere, not just abandoned mine land sites.
Well, solar is still an intermittent resource, so it's a component of our nation's energy mix going forward.
And solar electricity makes for just 3% of the energy production in the U.S., but, says Van Cleef,
solar has ranked first or second in new electric capacity additions in this country each of the last 8 years, including in 2020, where it was 43% of all new electric capacity added to the grid. But unless it is paired with battery storage, solar does remain an intermittent resource, which means it's not dispatchable. It cannot be called upon when the sun is not shining.
Meantime, the Conservancy is working on what it calls the Community Benefit Plan that Kreps says is really the heart of the project, that it's about more than clean energy.
Thinking about bringing solar energy to Central Appalachia, for the Nature Conservancy, it's about both nature and people. We have a chance. If we can be successful, we can show that former mine sites can become repurposed as future sites for renewable energy, which keeps our region as a leader in energy production, which we've been for a long time. It's just diversifying the way we do that.
If this coal-to-solar project is completed, it would be the first utility-scale solar system built in the Central Appalachian coal fields. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.